Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back. We're Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, my love, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. I am looking forward to this show. Lots of things happening out there in the market that we've been hearing about from the coaches and from our own clients and from great emails you guys are sending in. So we do welcome your feedback. Please send that to Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com or both of us. We do read your emails. We do respond. We do honor what I would say logical special requests for the show even. And, it, of course, it's great to give you shout-outs and have some referrals going agent to agent. So great to be here.
Yeah, you guys have given us just today. We had five or six emails this morning while I was drinking my coffee that was giving us great ideas for future show topics. And I think Julie's going to acknowledge a lot of you guys here in a second for sending us great emails and suggestions. But we are going to do a show about taxes. I think it's a great idea. I'm not going to talk about taxes today because God knows nobody likes to talk about taxes. But I will tell you, I've been reading a lot about Trump's new tax plan, which is pretty much locked in to get passed, so it's not going to be one of these big debating things. And, man, I am excited for the sake of our industry. As independent contractors, as small business owners, the new corporate tax scheme that he's planning, that, you know, let's just assume it's going to get passed, will save virtually all of you guys a lot of money in your taxes. He's reducing the tax brackets. He's just everything overall is going to be a lot, I think, way more business advantageous. And you know what? Of course it's going to be advantageous to folks in the real estate industry after all. You know, there's a broker running – a real estate broker running the country now. I mean, come on, guys. Talk about wind at your back. So, Julie, I think you wanted to acknowledge some of the folks that have sent us emails just in the past day or so. And I think you have some of this queued up, right?
Yes. You got it. And so you just mentioned this one. This is a quick short one, but just so that you guys know, we do read all of your emails in as timely a way as possible. This is from Philip Lehman, who sells in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So anybody in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, referrals, or if you think it's even near there, Philip Lehman is your guy. So he writes, Tim, I love the show. You guys have motivated me to have my best fourth quarter ever. I love that affirmation, don't you, Tim? He's decided. It will be not just a great one, not just a good one, his best fourth quarter ever. One show that I think would be good for you guys is to do a show on taxes, maybe talk about tax strategies to legally pay the least amount of money to the government possible. So, yes, we're going to do that tax show, as Tim just promised. That's under production. And I also have been mentioning in the Premier Coaching class as well as to the coaches and our own private clients that in your goals in five areas of life, which is in the treasure map, one of the biggest areas, of course, is financial, and one of the things that you all should be doing is having a biweekly conversation with your accountants about these tax changes so that you can stay on top of it. Is that going to happen in the first 100 days of the presidency? Probably some of the legislation will. Will it be retroactive? Maybe, maybe not. Will it affect you first quarter, second quarter? Maybe it won't hit until the middle of the year. So these are ongoing financial conversations.
It's going to be the first 100. It's going to be the first 100 days thing. It's going to be, and it's not going to be retroactive, and it is going to be for 2017. So
they
got to
be on top of this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you're okay paying more, that's fine, but we don't recommend it. So,
well,
there you
guys,
go.
One of the things, since Julie talked about that again, and you really should be talking to your accountants, and, you know, she's really touching on a lot of great points here, is that the way that taxes or corporations are going to be taxed is changing. So we've been telling all of our clients forever to, you know, form specific types of corporations. I'm certainly not going to be talking about that in front of a wide audience without 20 minutes of disclaimers because we're not attorneys, we're not accountants.
Right.
But I will suggest to you that the way that your business is set up now probably is not the way that you want to have it set up, assuming, you know, all these new tax laws pass. So that's a question you absolutely need to be talking to your accountant. Real estate treasure map, definitely want to get that done. If you've not completed that yet, at this point, a lot of you are regular listeners. If you haven't gotten your treasure map done, you maybe have got the download and it's sitting somewhere in your hard drive and you haven't actually printed out and completed it. What the heck are you waiting for? It just doesn't make any sense. Now, if you're already a Premier Coaching member and you haven't completed it, well, we've made it even easier for you because there is a ton of audios that are on the website, on the member site, that you can listen to and walks you through page by page of the real estate treasure map. And Julie took, 20 hours to probably write it and then record it. So, a lot. So this is all there waiting for you. So members, if you want to literally have, like, on your computer, have Julie, you know, personally coaching you through completing the entire treasure map, make sure members are using that information. For those of you who aren't members, we're still going to give you the treasure map, and you absolutely positively want to complete it. Now, you're also going to be entitled to a coaching call with one of our new member coaches, and by simply filling out that form to download the books, and it's not just the real estate treasure map, you get Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, your 12-month lead generation thing, the whole thing. You get all those books just for completing the form. You're going to get a call back. They're going to schedule you for your coaching call, and you're going to be off the races. If you want to skip all that and you just want to schedule your coaching call now, just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. You still get all the books. If you're listening to us on iTunes or whatever, just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. That all works. It all gets you to the same place. And then, the coaching program is hundreds of you are realizing it's the perfect fit for you. And when you use the student approval program, it's less than $100 a month, guys. So come on now. All right. So, Julie, we are talking about a topic. There was something else I was going to talk about. I forget.
I have another email to read while you're thinking. Yeah,
oh, yes. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries. This is from Dennis Flowers in Midlothian, Texas. And Dennis writes, a topic I'd like to hear on the show is, quote, if you were a new agent and knowing what you know, in what order would you do things? What are the priorities? I'm a new agent, just got my license 3 weeks ago, so congratulations to Dennis. As I'm sure you know, my email has been filling up with everyone sending me their greatest product ever, and this email just got lost in them. Okay, I'm with Keller Williams and have been working on setting up all the technology they have, doing the Ignite and Contracts training. As a part-time agent, 6 to 8 hours a day, I found myself floundering out of the gates. I have set up a coaching call, and I'm working on the treasure map. I'm at goal setting at the moment. Thank you in advance for your help and direction to this 49-year-old green agent. So first I would say, you know, we always tell you guys, send your referrals out. Dennis is in Midlothian, Texas. And some of you guys I know are saying, well, why would I send a referral to a green agent? Well, because Dennis is probably extremely highly motivated to get out of the gates fast and will probably take extremely good care of your referrals. So that's one thing. We're helping you out, Dennis, seeing if we can get something going your way. But kudos to you for listening to the podcast, for scheduling your coaching call, for getting going on the treasure map. You're in the goal setting part of it. We like to start with the end in mind. We have you set goals first, and then you figure out how many transactions you're going to need versus guesstimating what might get you to, you know, where you need to be in life. So nice job getting going, Dennis. We're going to take good care of you. And, in fact, in the Premier class today, I'm going to be presenting at least part of my new – I haven't decided what the name is going to be, but essentially it's the new agent rocket booster rapid start, what you should be doing and when priority list. So we will be discussing that in the Premier class as well as a lot of other cool
stuff.
Can you tell that Julie
doesn't write the show titles, guys, based on that her attempt to
copy
there?
You got the gist of it, though, right?
She's
the content.
Yeah, of course. She's good at the content, but as far as the titles go. Yes. But Julie and I have been talking about that content specifically. There's obviously a lot of information on the website that's perfect for new agents. Dennis, make sure you're using it. But it's not just for new agents, right? Every one of us at some point, quite often in our careers, we need to go back and really focus and drill down on the things that actually make us money and then realize that the reason you probably are feeling a little bit like a boat adrift in the sea with no particular direction or wind to carry you anywhere is because you moved away from the very things that it took you to be successful to begin with. And that happens to a lot of folks. So when you hear Julie say, well, I'm going to be providing some information from newer agents, the information she's going to be providing is perfect no matter where you are in your career. And
That's
here's a suggestion.
True.
To make it so you stay on course for the rest of your career, don't get away from the things that she's going to be asking you to do. You know, guys, it comes down to this, and believe me, I know this is not a sexy, cool, motivational, trendy, or hip word thing to say, okay? Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level is the truth. That is the bottom line. That's what it takes. It's not about feeling passion. It's not about all these other trendy bullshit things you guys are being told. It's doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. That is going to be, Dennis, at least 90% of your life until you start building some momentum. So suck it up, buttercup, and accept it. That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it has to be if you actually want to accomplish something. That's the truth. And all these other guys that are trying to peddle you easy button things, oh, buy leads and do all the rest. Oh, so that's the other thing I was going to share with all of you. And then we are going to get to our topic here in a second, which, by the way, is 12 killer qualities of a true entrepreneur. We're going to start on point number 7 for those of you, and I'll get to this real quick. We've been getting a lot of calls, emails, and folks asking us to help you guys break down the actual, you know, let's just use the common vernacular, return on investment for buying leads, and specifically for Zillow. So I'm going to do just that. We're going to do a show. I'm polling some of our, you know, our clients. We're going to get their actual numbers, and I'm going to share with all of you stuff that, frankly, we already know. But I want to, you know, make sure all my information is perfectly up to date. And we're going to talk to you about the average, you know, cost, the average everything, how it all breaks down. Because I know a lot of you are tempted because you're looking for that easy button. I know I'm speaking to most of you. Oh yeah, the easy button. You're looking for it, aren't you? You're searching your voicemail, looking for your email, hoping somebody somehow is going to tap you on the shoulder and say, here's your little secret magic button that you can just push and make all your problems go away. And I know Zillow's best at it, aren't they? Oh, they are the best. They have nearly 100,000 agents listeners paying them $432 a month. And if you go online and you research it, there's a whole bunch of agents that are just basically baffled by why, you know, that in some cases, you know, they are sharing their successes. But it seems like the preponderance of them seem to be frustrated with the results that they're getting. And I do believe that some of that does have to do with lack of lead follow-up skills and all the rest of it. But there's a simple business thing called oversaturation, and it's probably happening right now. Not just for Zillow, but any business experiences this. You know, things have their business life cycles, and it could be that some of you in your individual markets need to start looking at, and this cues us up for point number 7 perfectly. You need to start realizing that what you were doing in the past won't work in the future, so stop trying to make it work in the future. Stop blaming yourself for it not working in the future. And so I'm going to give you the real drill down numbers. And one last little, hopefully, pearl for all of you is that you need to make sure that tomorrow and the next day, no matter what else you got going on, you work the expireds. Do not be a wimp about it. Oh, Tim, I don't like to. Oh, Lord, you're asking me to pick up the phone. I am. I've never done it before. I'm scared. Be scared and do it anyway. That was point number 6 from yesterday, by the way. Mm-hmm. Listeners, you have to go after the expireds. Look, if you need convinced, I'll make it super simple for you. I've received probably in the past week probably 20 emails from new coaching members or listeners who've never called expireds before, never have any experience picking up the phone, don't have probably, I'm guessing because it's probably true, any sales experience whatsoever. And they're in hot markets, San Diego, L.A., where you'd think there'd be a lot of people prospecting. The competition is asleep. The number of expireds that are going to happen in the next 3 or 4 days is going to be epic. Here's your homework from this show before Julie gets to point number 7. Tomorrow, well, heck, today, tomorrow, and then maybe 3 days into December, make sure you're checking the MLS for new expireds. You're going to see in many of your markets an absolute avalanche, you know, whatever over-descriptive adjective you want to use of expireds. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be almost overwhelming because you're not going to don't think about it. Here's all I want you to do. Pick up the damn phone, use our script, call the expireds, set appointments, pre-qualify them, and go and take listings. Now is the time to be taking these actions because the competition is absolutely positively asleep. Go to your office today. Drive by your office. Go to your office. See, is the phone ringing? Are there a lot of cars in the parking lot? No. So take advantage of that. Work now. Remember, what did I tell you guys? This is the absolute honest-to-God truth. The key to long-term, ever-increasing success is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And that means working now. That means working in December when I know you don't want to work. I don't want – Jillie, do you want to work today? Do you want to be on this radio show? Be honest.
Not particularly. It's a beautiful day. I'd like to be, hunting monsters in the backyard with Zoe.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't actually have monsters. It's a game Zoe likes to play, our three-year-old.
We haven't found any yet, but we're still looking.
Yes. Well, but the thing is, guys, is we're doing – we're following our own advice, and I'd appreciate it if you'd at least consider it as well. All right, Jillie. So we're going to jump in at point number 7.
Okay, let me just pause. Just for a second, because I do this in the Premier coaching class. This is a major section. Yes, it's prospecting, answering the phone. We're talking about expireds. Quick little exercise. Let's say you just dabbled in expireds. Let's say that you made real contact with, say, 20 per month. I mean, this is kind of minimum standard stuff, right? And let's say of that 20, you list just 10%. Two times your net average commission. Let's say that's $5,000. Okay. $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year. By not pursuing expireds over the next 2 to 4 days here as the month changes and we have expired palooza, especially this time of year, you are actually saying, no, it's okay. I don't need that extra $120,000. I'm doing just fine. I'd rather not pick up the phone. If you're comfortable with that, go ahead and blow off expireds. Just wanted to kind of grind away a little bit on that.
Because that's
minimum standard too. Go ahead.
We've had coaching clients. And you know, that literally will just work this time of year, and they'll build the listing inventory. They'll basically have, for example, they'll work November, December, January, when it's easiest to list because everybody else is basically in lazy mode. They'll list the number of houses that they have to sell in order to accomplish their income needs for the entire year. They'll sell most of that inventory off by the end of second quarter, and then they'll not work the rest of the year, and then they'll do it again. I am not making that up.
That's a legitimate business plan that we've seen, and it does work as long as you are, you know, willing to work it. And I would even contend –
Go ahead. But let's be honest, though. The average sale price, if you have a really low average sale price, that's hard to do. But if you have your ego in control and you basically are disciplined, you can do exactly what I just said. You can run your entire business just exactly what I said. Build your inventory now. Work for the – Dennis, I'm thinking about you. How about this? Why not have to work – set aside working 6 to 8 hours a day for the rest of the year and just drill down in the next 90 days. Take the desired number of listings that you have that you have to take to hit your accomplish and exceed your income goals, and then give yourself – say that's my motivation. Maybe that will motivate you. If you think I have 12 months to accomplish my goals, most of you are going to procrastinate doing the heavy lifting, probably to the point where you never actually get it done. Be honest. That's what you've been doing. So how about this? Why don't you make a deal? How about this? You take your desired number of listings. So you want to earn $300,000. You live in a market where the average, you know, commission will work out to be, you know, $10,000. And most of you have average commissions higher than that. God bless you. So, and I know there's commission splits and there's expenses and my math is not perfect, but who cares? List 30 houses. List 35 houses. Give yourself maybe 3 or 4 months to do that. You have 3 or 4 months. Your year is no longer 12 months. Your year is 120 days. Doesn't that immediately make it so that procrastination, that lazy gene that you guys fight, is all of a sudden not so powerful inside of you? You have 120 days, list 35 houses. Every single one of you, and I don't care if you're brand new, if you're a seasoned veteran, you can do it. When the market's changing like it is, when there's this money expired, some of you are going to be turning on your computers tomorrow, the next day, and you're going to see hundreds of expireds. Figure out how many of those you'd have to list and how many would have to sell for you to basically not have to work the rest of the year. Now, you might get to the point where you've got your desired number of listings and you're making or exceeding your desired amount of income, and you say, hey, guess what? My goals were too low. I'm going to go to the next level. Your choice. Bottom line is you have to be taking the actions now. Stop pissing around looking to buy leads. Stop being one of these agents that's looking for the easy button. So, Jillie, let's just get right to point number 7.
Yep,
I'll
you got
it up
point
for you, okay?
Yes. Go ahead. Shoot.
I'll do it. So point number 7, Jillie wrote down, you welcome change. So this is what I want you guys to write down in your notes. And this is something that we learned that you'll never hear from anyone else other than us. We were told this by an honest-to-God billionaire, and he heard it from another billionaire by the name of Charlie Schwab. That's the true story. I don't want to say the first guy's name because I probably don't have permission. So here's what he told us. He told us, Jillie and I, we were 30 and 29. Jillie was 29. He said, when the going gets tough, the smart leave. And I didn't understand that at first, neither did Julie. But the big takeaway was, is when you're essentially, when you're in doing something that's not working, stop doing it and start acknowledging the fact that there's easier ways to make money. That's how a real entrepreneur thinks. That's how a business owner thinks. That's how somebody who's trying to make profit thinks. There's nothing wrong with having to pivot what you're doing. There's nothing wrong with having to change what you're doing. There's nothing wrong with having to admit that what you were doing no longer works. What the mistake is, what all of us make, is we stay doing the same damn things for too long, hoping and praying that somehow they'll come back. Somehow they'll start working again. Nothing that you did to generate business in 2016 is going to work as well in 2017. Not a damn thing. I promise you, everything's changing. My business, our business, is affected the same way. We need to evolve as well. So when the going gets tough, the smart leave. Just write that down. Julie's got some other quotes, but that's really the bottom line. Point number eight, Julie.
Yes. Point number eight, you love a challenge. Remember, we're talking about the difference between the entrepreneurial mindset and just the standard real estate person mindset. Entrepreneurs love a challenge. When confronted by problems, many employees try to pass the buck. Entrepreneurs, on the other hand, rise to the occasion. Challenges motivate them to work harder, says Jeff Platt, CEO of the Sky Zone Indoor Trampoline Park franchise. We drive past that on the way to Austin every time we're on 35. An entrepreneur doesn't think anything is insurmountable. He looks adversity in the eye and keeps going. Candace Nelson, founder of Sprinkles Cup, agrees. Despite naysayers who questioned her idea for a bakery in the midst of the carb-fearing early 2000s, she persevered and now has locations in 8 states. In fact, she was one of the first entrepreneurs in a business that became an ongoing craze, sparking numerous copycats. So here's the question. Do you feel energized by challenges in real estate, or do you get drained by them? How do you face a changing market, for example? What do you do when what you've always done stops working or doesn't work as well? Do you hit the panic button, or do you rise to the occasion? The obvious point here would be buying leads not working as well as it used to back when buying leads was a new thing, right? Changing market. You know, I've been hearing from the coaches a little uptick in short sale leads, that sort of thing. Do you go, oh, my God, I'm not going to deal with that? BPOs, right. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Do you shun the change, or do you embrace it? Back to you.
Well, here's the other change, Julie. The whole validity. Validity is a fancy way of saying whether it makes sense, in essence, of having a real estate team. We've talked about this on our radio show many, many times. It's one of the topics that always gets us the most shit after we talk about it, because some people, having a real estate team, that's a religion to them. But what's happened is that actual financial validity of having a real estate team has changed. You guys who have these big teams, your net income is falling. It's not your fault. I promise you, the dynamics have changed. The cost for the leads have changed. The expectations in the marketplace have changed, but you're not. And you're still trying to make this model that, by the way, is probably about 25 years old. Those of you coming into real estate in the industry think that real estate teams are new. They absolutely are not. They've been around since at least the late 80s, but, you know, probably the early 90s. That's how long they've been around. It's not new. Keller Williams didn't think of teams. Not true, guys. Right. Drill down. Do your own homework on this. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, you could make profit off a real estate team. You could make really good profit. But now it went from, like, back in the day, you know, when Julie and I were selling real estate, we had a team. You off a buyer-side transaction, you could probably make a 50 or 60% margin. No problem. That was great. But now it seems like the industry said, well, I'm okay accepting a net, pre-tax income of about 20% or 15% of my real estate team. Guys, that's insane. A couple shitty months, a couple downturns, yeah, you're going to be wiped out because you're going to have all that fixed cost to pay for. So please challenge all your paradigms. Challenge all your beliefs. You might go back to saying, okay, I've looked at it. I've dug through it. I've picked it apart. I've put it back together. The numbers make sense. Tim, thanks for the challenge. But I'm going to stay the course. Everything's working. Great. At least you did the work. What I'm challenging and asking all of you to do is not just enter into the new year thinking that what you were doing in the past will work in the future. And those of you who are at the stage where you're new in the business or you're kind of retooling your real estate practice or you're deciding to take it to the next level because you had a fantastic 2016, and that's a majority of you, don't make the same mistakes that other people made. You don't have to. You know, smart man learns from his mistakes. A brilliant man learns from the mistakes of others. Listen to the past radio show. Listen to our interviews. Listen to the things that the folks are sharing with you, and just do what they did. They're not lying to you. Don't use real estate as your creative outlet. It's not a place for you to express yourself and be passionate. It's a place for you to help people and make money. That's how you have to think of it if you're a true entrepreneur. Next point, Julie.
Point number 9, you consider yourself an outsider. Entrepreneurs aren't always accepted, says Vincent Petrick, founder of J.P. Licks, a Boston chain of ice cream shops. They may be seen as opinionated, quirky, and even demanding, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. They are often rejected for being different in some way, and that just makes them work harder, Petrick says. Now, many agents in real estate are in real estate precisely because they felt like an outsider in their previous field. You probably got into real estate so you could make your own way. Be careful to embrace the blessing of this move and to avoid the curse. So what's that curse? Not having anyone telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, or how to do it at the highest level, other than us on this podcast. You're welcome. But what's the blessing? You can make as much money as you wish through helping as many people as it takes. There's no income cap. There's no location requirement. There's a low barrier to entry, and you don't have to pay for your own inventory, like Mr. J.P. Licks of the ice cream guy, right? His air conditioning breaks. He's up a creek with no ice cream. It's all melted. You guys don't have that problem. Take action to honor the freedom that you have as an outsider, but be aware that that outsider status and you doing your own thing because you got your real estate license has both a blessing and a curse. Run with the blessing. Leave the curse behind. Make sense, Tim?
Well, it's easy not to have anybody hounding you for, you know, what you're doing when you're doing it. That's what you guys wanted, that sense of freedom. You got it. Congratulations. Your spouse has no clue what you do during the day. You pretend you're working by going to office meetings and working on your website and all the rest of the stuff that agents do to waste their time and, you know, basically ruin their financial futures. So you've accomplished the sense of freedom. Woohoo! You have no boss. Woohoo! You've done all these things. Good job. And like Julie said, the third big reason people get into real estate or start their own businesses is because they want to have financial freedom. That one's a little bit more elusive, isn't it? Because guess what? That one actually takes discipline. That one takes willingness to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. I hope you guys are getting annoyed at me saying that. Because if you're getting annoyed, on the other side of annoyed is acceptance. So I'm going to keep saying it until you guys get it and I start hearing it and I start knowing that you're living it, because it's the true the truest of the truth that I could possibly pass along to all of you. That is it. So, yeah, the doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it is the exact opposite of the reason why most of you decide to get into real estate. That's the reason you're not accomplishing goal number 3, which is financial independence. We're laying it all out for you, folks. Pick it up. Next point, Julie.
All right, one more point here. Number 10, you recover quickly. Oh, boy, is this a real estate black hole? Agents do not act like entrepreneurs on this, by and large. I think you'll probably agree with this. Entrepreneurs recover quickly. It's a popular notion that successful entrepreneurs fail fast and fail often. For Barbara Corcoran, the trick is the speed of the recovery. If you fail, resist the urge to mope or feel sorry for yourself. Don't wallow. Move on to the next big thing immediately. In coaching, we coach the coaches to remind you guys to say one word, next. Don't make random real estate failures into your story for the next week, month, quarter, or year. Just say next. Move on to the next person, couple, or family
but Julie,
your help.
But Julie,
yes,
Julie, I called and expired, and you know they were mean to me. I picked up the phone once in 1922, and the people were nasty. Oh, and they hit my fee wings.
Oh, well, you know what? The blessing is of that.
Hold on. I'm not done with my story.
Lay the drama.
Okay, I went out on the house, and it was a horrible listing, and they had weeds growing, not the weeds you can sell in Colorado, but real weeds growing through the floorboards. And there was, you know, the house smelled like all kinds of weirdness. And so I'm never calling an expired
awful
again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's going to be your expired story, isn't it?
That's right, and that's what we're telling you, so many of you guys. And here's really what's interesting. How many of you are running around right now? We have been pleading with you, begging you, coaxing you, annoying you, badgering you to seriously take expired or call expired in the next few days. Right now, right in front of you, you could make the most all your money for next year. I'm not exaggerating. It's right there, right in front of you. Take action on it. We're going to give you the scripts, everything you need to know, the entire system. It's right there. You don't have to worry about what you're going to say, how you're going to say it. Just do what we tell you to do, and it works in all markets, in all price ranges, in all situations. It just does. We have coaching clients all over the – look, guys, here's the bottom line. When you have a mindset that is telling you that calling expires, for example, or calling for sale by owners, for example, or working with sellers, for example, or doing BPOs, for example, or doing any of the things that you are avoiding doing, is that something that – a little gift that somebody gave you? So often that's the case. I bet you every single one of you have a bad mindset about for sale by owners. I bet you every single one of you were given a little gift when you got your real estate license from some ne'er-do-well agent telling you, oh, FSBOs, they eat their young. How many of you were actually told that? Well, here's a little secret for you. You were told that by an agent who wants you to not actually do it because that's where they make their living. They don't want you as their competitor. That's the truth. That's kind of a joke, too, but you're getting the point. How many of you are carrying around the burden of misinformation and you just allowed it to become part of your process? You actually believe it's true. So often when we talk with you guys and we read your emails, and this is the reason we say that new or newish agents are usually the best ones to coach because they don't have any of this crap that you have to clear out. It's the ones right in the middle that are still trying to figure it out, who believe some of these lies. And you guys, those are the things that are holding you back. The top producers, the ones that have been consistently making lots of money, they have figured out the truth. They've been willing to set aside their myths and their misbeliefs about how to be successful in this business. And they just focus and drill down on the things that actually work. That's what our coaching program is. But for the rest of you, those of you guys who are like, why is it that any of you right now, we have 160-some thousand regular listeners at this point. Why wouldn't every single one of you be calling expired over the next 4 or 5 days? You're too busy? No, you're not. Because you have too many listings? No, you don't. Because you have too much money? Uh-huh. Why else?
They don't need that $120,000 that I mentioned earlier. They're fine.
Or
that's okay.
Or if their sale price is even higher, a lot more. So
double,
why
triple,
wouldn't every
quadruple
single,
that, yeah.
So why wouldn't every single one of you do it? Really? Seriously? Because you had a bad experience?
Once.
Because you fell off the slide when you were a little kid, so now you're never actually going to step. You're never going to go on a slide again. You know, why? Why is it that you guys are allowing yourselves, allowing these thoughts in your head to hold you back from actually experiencing all the incredible opportunities that this industry, in this market, at this moment, offers to you? Why are you resisting it? Are you just not serious about actually helping folks and earning money? Is that it? Maybe. I don't know. You have to ask yourself that question. Well, now you've asked yourself the question. You have whatever your answer is. Get on the phone. This is not a think about. This is not a ponder. We're not Dr. Phil. This is not an Oprah show. You do not get the luxury of sitting around with your mental masturbation and worrying about whatever your thought's going to be and whatever your answer is. The only resolution you have to the question we just asked you is do the work. Here's what you're going to experience. And I hear this from you guys every single day. You're going to pick up the phone. You're going to go. You're going to read our script. First time, you're going to be terrible at it. Don't worry about it. The seller won't know. You're going to go through it. You're going to ask, and you're going to set the appointment. Then you're going to go out, and you're going to go like, damn, these sellers are nice. This whole experience works. The pre-listing packs works. The listing presentation is easy. I can't believe I've resisted it for so long. Or I can't believe all these other agents in my office have been telling me this doesn't work. Or I shouldn't be pursuing expireds or FSBOs or whatever. And then you're going to take the listing, and then you're going to get paid. And then you're going to want to do more and more and more and more and more. That's how it works. Don't resist it, guys. It works. I promise you. Stop. Get off the treadmill of buying leads. Start right there. Start questioning all your paradigms, all your beliefs. Some of them are great. I know. I'm not arguing with it. But at least put them all under the microscope. Make 2017 not just your best year ever, but the year that I want to have it so that 1,000 years from now, when people are sitting around the campfire on Mars, they're singing folk songs about you and your 2017 year. That's what I want. I want the 1,000-year-old, you know, can you visualize it, Julie? People sitting around underneath the Martians, yeah. The Martian stars with a campfire. They're singing songs. There was this agent in Omaha in 2017, you know, who reset the bar for the entire – guys, that's who I want you to be. You all have the capacity for that. Whether you're 59, 69, 189, well, maybe not then, 29, 19, all of you guys can do it. Please, seriously, take this opportunity to change your life, change the trajectory of your entire family's life by the actions you take right now. It's for real. Julie, any closing thoughts on this?
Other than the emails that I got, make it stop, was he really singing again? Other than that.
You seriously got one of those?
Almost instantly, but that's okay.
You know what's funny?
I get your...
You know what's funny about, Julie, you know what's funny about the listeners?
What?
And I appreciate this, listeners,
don't
and keep doing it. Don't change your behavior. No, well, they send the more, I just call them what they are, some of the more, let's say, more pointed criticism to Julie, and you guys send me the nice ones. So keep doing that.
Right.
Send Julie the criticism when you guys want to complain. Send those to Julie and send me the nice ones. How many ones? They always send them to you.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I don't know why that is. I liked the spelling one. That was probably my favorite one in the, the different
grammar. Oh, yeah, me too. The grammar lesson?
Yeah,
but you know what?
She
was totally right about everything she said, yeah.
That's it.
I do say especially, not especially. What kind of idiot am I?
Well, you've been mostly cured of that. We're working on it. But, I think if we summarize all of these entrepreneur, and we've got still 2 points more to go that we'll finish tomorrow, but I think if we summarize, it's that entrepreneurs move at a generally faster pace. They get up, they put their big girl panties on faster, suck it up, buttercup, all these things that keep you guys going or should. They move faster. They don't get in the weeds as much. They take more risk. They figure it out along the way. They get that you're supposed to earn while you learn, right? So those of you who are going, well, I'm not ready to call expireds this weekend because I don't have the script memorized, remember that the seller doesn't have the script in front of them. It's okay. They're not going to call you out if you skip a question. It's all right.
I don't have my PLP done.
We do it anyway. Doesn't matter.
I don't have my PLP done. I don't have my listing presentation done. I don't have my anything done. Who cares? Do it anyway.
Use it as motivation to get it done. Exactly.
Well, here's a little secret for you. No, there's virtually no agents you'll compete with in your marketplace that even have a pre-listing pack. And if they do, it's nothing like the one you guys get as our coaching clients. They certainly don't have a listing presentation. They don't have a listing process. They're not professional. They just basically have been winging it. That's what most listing agents do. They have their process, but it's different. It's just not a business approach. As entrepreneurs, as business owners, you guys do have that. So even if you're new to it, even if you're not good at it, it's still going to be better than what everything else everyone's doing. This is the way it works. You learn as you earn. Remember what Julie said. Fail forward. Do not wait to get started. Next 5 days, guys, some of you could literally set your entire 2017 up for what you do over the next 5 days. I am not exaggerating. This is one of those incredible opportunities that we only experience during a few, maybe 3 or 4 times a year, where you have a holiday, where you have the beginning of the, all these things that happen at once. It's perfect. Drill down. Tim at timandjulieharris.com, Julie at timandjulieharris.com. Remember, all the nice, warm, fuzzy, we love you guys emails go to Tim, and all the critical ones go to Julie. If you guys have any show suggestions, any folks you think we should interview, any topics you want us to cover, we love your feedback. And your homework from this show, as is with every show, is to share the show with as many agents as you possibly can think of. We certainly appreciate helping as many folks as we possibly can. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.